I've never read, really, you see, though. People have recited these things to me and things like that. I've never read. Mm-hmm. I was writing poetry, and I didn't even know it. Like, mm-hmm. I have around 12,000 poems mm-hmm. and 5, 6, 7 books, a lot of plays and things. Mm-hmm. But I didn't know this until a person named Tom Lopez came over to my house. He's from Philadelphia. He calls himself Meatball Fulton. He's a disc jockey in Philadelphia. Now he has an advertising company named Zero Bullshit. And he's a nice fellow. But he came over and found these poems. Mm-hmm. And went crazy and wanted me to put out a book. I wasn't going to do anything with them. I had just written things down, enjoying myself. Mm-hmm. And he thinks that I should put them out.
Yeah.
I hope that when I do put them out, because I am going to put them out, I hope that people don't take them seriously. Because they're not to be taken seriously.
That's...
They're just there. If they want to read them, it doesn't mean anything.
Well, in a way, you're talking about your music, too.
Sure.
Yeah.
It means absolutely nothing. Just like the sun.
Then looking for meaning, then, might just be a hang-up.
I think so.
Okay.
I do. Yeah, I think so. It makes it too high-pressured, too pointed, too much interest and investment on one point. Mm-hmm. Like, I was flying over the Mississippi River and the plane coming back from Philadelphia, and the pilot all of a sudden came over the intercom and he said, "And this is the Mississippi River." And it looked to me like a beautiful mirror snake, you mm-hmm. know, going across a puzzle. Mm-hmm. And the river looks so much more beautiful than the checkered off designated land. Mm-hmm. But when he told me that that was the Mississippi River with all that importance, uh-huh. I thought,
you blew it.
Are you kidding? That's a mirror snake. Uh-huh. It's a snake going across a puzzle. You know, from up there, down there, it's a drink of water and cooling your feet, maybe wading, or...
You haven't seen the Mississippi recently.
I have.
No, it's... I saw it a few years ago, and it's mud, and dirt, and oil, and...
That's a shame, man.
Anywhere, south of mid-country it is, yeah.
I wrote a tune called Petrified Forest. have you heard that?
No.
On... Lick My Tails Off Baby, and I...
Well, then I have heard it, but I remember it.
And I said in the poem, I said, no flower shall grow where oil shall flow, no seed shall sow in salt water. Mm-hmm. And I guess that applies to the Mississippi River. Mm-hmm.